Today, it is just a historic site overlooking Oregon's Willamette River. Yet the man who lived here is regarded to have saved the lives of many who first ventured over the Oregon Trail. His story is this edition of The American Countryside.
Hi, I'm Ag Day host Clinton Griffiths, and I invite you to join me each morning as we cover the nation's food system, from fields of green to orchards of orange and livestock everywhere in between. America runs on agriculture, and here at Ag Day, agriculture's what we do best. Listen as our analysts track the markets, learn about innovations in technology and sustainability, and live the country lifestyle through the eyes of rural America. Join me, Clinton Griffiths, for Ag Day, the country experience.
Hey y'all, I'm Kelly Clarkson. Every American dreams of creating a better life for his or her family, but in some communities, those dreams face difficult challenges. When we come together to help those in need get the same opportunities as everyone else, we truly are making our country a better place to live for all of us. So look for volunteer opportunities in your community to help others achieve the American dream, all right? This message is courtesy of the United States Air Force.
To those living in the northwestern U.S., his name is widely known as a founding father of the region.
Dr. McLaughlin, who is known as the father of Oregon, was what's called a chief factor of a Hudson's Bay company. Chief factor means the head man, like a CEO, and he was in charge of Fort Vancouver across the river in Washington from 1824 till 1846 when he left.
John Salisbury shares the story from Oregon City, Oregon. It's important to remember that McLaughlin was in charge of a British outpost, and his superiors often had negative views towards the Americans that were rushing over the mountains to the West Coast.
Pioneers floated down the Columbia River, got to Fort Vancouver. They were desperate. They were hungry. They were starving. Their animals were beat. What he did is, rather than turn them away, he was told by his Hudson's Bay Company, the British, to send them back in the Oregon Trail. Go back, 2,000 miles. In the winter and the snow, they'd perish. He knew that.
So McLaughlin invited the pioneers into his store, in a sense, saving their lives.
What it did is it helped focus the Americans that came on the trail down in Oregon City, and this became the end of the Oregon Trail, where they filed their claims. Because he kind of helped them, he was very politically motivated. He came down here after he retired in 1846, and his influence was still here. He was kind of straddling the fence. He was in support of the Americans. He didn't like some of the British feelings about the Americans. On the other hand, he was also patriotic to the British. So he rode the fence for a long time, but reality is, if it weren't for him, a lot of Americans would not have survived.
Today, McLaughlin's home is a National Historic Site, honoring the man who saved the lives of many who headed west on the Oregon Trail. Traveling the countryside in Oregon City, Oregon, I'm Andrew McCrae.